How many times must I forgive? Was Peter's question. Answering him, our Blessed Lord leads us to discover our new identity in him. We are a people who have experienced the abundant mercy of God. Through the parable of the wicked servant, Jesus invites us to recognize how deeply we are indebted to the Creator. In and through Jesus, the beloved Son, our debts are forgiven. Through that mercy, our identity is transformed. We become the forgiven sons and daughters of God. A Christian is a sinner forgiven and set free to live that freedom in the divine realm. In this new divine life, forgiveness is not an optional virtue. It is the very atmosphere in which the disciple lives. It is the defining characteristic of a heart transformed by grace. In the original text of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who trespass against us." He immediately warns, "If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Why do we struggle to forgive? We forget our true dignity and fear losing our reputation, influence, security, or joy. St. Paul reminds us, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Our identity is secure in Christ. From the earliest days until today, countless Christians have discovered this truth. They found joy and freedom in forgiveness and in living their Christian dignity. Forgiveness is not weakness. It is the hallmark of God's forgiven children. The more we remember that we are forgiven, the more freely we forgive.